We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's Howard Simon and Jeremy White.
Go Bills, for we are here to cheer for you. Go Bills, we are your fans so true. With victory in sight, we'll yell with all our might. So go Bills, fight, Bills, go. Come on, let's win for Buffalo. Go Bills, we're with you. Fight, Bills, we're with you. Go Bills, let's win this game. We'll raise up all our voices high. A Bills team spirit will not die. So go Bills, fight, Bills, go. Come on, let's win for Buffalo.
Is this a Football Bills, Friday staple now? Is that where we're now doing this?
Okay. Bills,
thanks. Scaff coming up at 9:30, but that's okay. This will get me in a happy place for the game Sunday. How many points will the Bills score Sunday? Right now, put it on the line.
32.
They will score 32.
Yeah.
I'm going to go 27.
No. This is a mini rant.
We're ranting.
You should not be allowed to have every single football prediction you have be landing on a score that is a good football square to have. At 31, 24, at 27. It's always got
to
be a number.
Is 27 a good square
27
to have?
Is a square number. You got to have a weird number.
Three touchdowns,
there.
Two field goals?
You shout out a number, I'll tell you if you're allowed to pick it.
23. That's a weird number,
that's
right?
In the middle. That's okay.
22, weirder number.
Bingo.
22, weirdest number?
22 is a good pick. Someone goes out there and picks like 22-9.
All right.
That's a weird score. You should be predicting weird scores.
29 points for the Bills.
See, 29 is a good one to pick.
I'm taking 29 then.
You pick 28, you're not even trying.
No. I didn't want to take 28.
No, see, what you do is you take 29 because you get three field goals and a missed extra point. Games are chaos. You're supposed to have variance in
or
there.
You could get, I'm sorry, I was trying to make the math work with a safety somehow, but it makes my head hurt, so I'm not gonna. I don't think they're getting to 30
every
points. I'll
single
take 29.
Prognostication, every single one's like, I got this one, guys, at 24-21. Why not 23-20?
I'm gonna go 8-6 in this one.
8-6.
8-6. Sorry, there was.
What was the score of the last Dolphins game?
56-26.
26. Who would have predicted 20? Right. What was the score of the game before that?
Was that the first ever 56-26 game in the history of the National Football League?
Let's find out.
Mike, if you're listening, I feel like that's something Chope would know.
Well, you got to go to Scoregami. That's the website.
There's a website called Scoregami.
NFL Scoregami.
And you type in a score and it tells you?
That's exactly how you do
it. God, I love the internet.
Yeah. Okay, so 56-26, you look right?
56-26. I'm going to go, there was never a 56-26 game.
It is the only game. Yes, that was Scoregami.
Did we make that a stat of the year last time when it happened? We didn't.
No.
We missed that one.
No.
Hey, that's still 20. What year are we in, fellas?
2021.
Was that game in January?
Yeah.
We could still use that for stat of the year retroactively. Right?
Wow, this is fun. I found a game that was 56-0.
Washington involved in that one?
No.
No, they weren't they in like a 73-0 game?
I'm guessing
it's
the Patriots that were involved.
Okay.
Yeah, and it was probably against the Bills on a Sunday night. No, that was 56-10? 55-10 or 56-10? What was the Bills Sunday night game, New England? 55-10?
56-10 was that.
56, okay.
56-0, the Rock Island Independents beat the Rochester Jeffersons in 1923.
Oh, poor Rochester.
And it also happened in 1958, the Colts and the Packers. I'm learning how to use the website here.
The Rochester Jeffersons?
Yeah.
What are you talking, like 1925? By the way, homage to the third president of the United States, I assume.
Oh, the Rochester Jeffersons?
Because the Jeffersons TV show was not in existence yet, so it can't be, you know, George Jefferson.
5626. I believe it means it's the only one.
Retroactive stat of the year nominee. That was the only 5626 game in the history of the NFL, and we missed that stat.
I'm just playing with Scorigami now.
You focus back here.
Oh, yeah. What do you need? What? Shout out another score. I'll tell you if it ever happened.
I mean, do you know how many possible score outcomes there could be?
Yeah, throw out a score. A weird one.
Both scores? Both point totals?
You got to do both. Right.
29-12.
29-12. Has 29-12 ever happened?
The things we have fun with on this show.
And we
get paid for this, by the way.
29-12. Never happened.
All right, you know what? I'm going 29-12 for Sunday's
game. It would
be
Scorigami.
The Bills give up, that's four field goals. They get three touchdowns.
I mean, you could have 29-11, 29-8, 29-5. Those are all Scorigamis.
Scorigami.
Yeah.
29-12.
All right.
You could have four touchdowns with a missed extra point and a safety. Yep. Four touchdowns, a missed extra point, and a safety would get it done. There you go. Yes. Tua gets sacked in the end zone. And Tyler Bass trips on the sod. I don't know.
Yeah, 30-29, by the way. Last night's score, it's only happened six times.
Yeah, it's an odd score. That is a very odd score.
29 is a number that doesn't get hit too much.
Yeah, yeah. I hear you, babe.
Anyway.
29. I don't think the Bills get the 30 in this game. I really don't. I think they'll win. I think it'll be a close game. Probably a one possession game, and I think the Bills will get out. Since you would yell at me for 27, I will take 29 points, and the Bills win this football game.
All right, I respect
it. And if they score 29, maybe you'll feel like they're back. Hopefully, the offense is back. You know, maybe like don't do the math, but three touchdowns from Josh, and then some combination of everything else—a 2-point play, field goals, what have you—to
you know,
get the 29.
McDermott, you know, it's funny his comment this week saying it's about points, not yards, and he's right about that. That said, if they were to have like a game they had against the Jets, we had someone say earlier today, tweet in, Eric wrote in, you know, that Jets game they won 18-10, we got mad because there were no touchdowns, but, you know, at the end of the day, it wasn't a big deal. If they were to win a game like that, 18-10, but they moved the ball up and down the field,
right?
I would take that. The problem with the Steeler game, the thing that felt wrong about the Steeler game is that the offense was so... It was shackled.
It didn't feel like it was moving the ball.
Right.
When they end up the game, I don't even remember what the total yards was. 350?
It was not a lot. They
had like 100 more yards than the Steelers.
And they still didn't have that much.
They also ran 24 more plays than the Steelers. They ran far more offensive plays. Their yards per play was not very good last week.
Right.
They ran like 74 plays, and they had 4.7 yards per play. It never felt like the offense moved the ball last week other than the one touchdown drive.
They were 26th in the league, the Bills, in yards per play.
Yeah, it's 4.7. I'm Pittsburgh pretty sure I have that number right.
Pittsburgh was 28th.
Yeah.
But the teams that were down there, they're down there with. These are the teams that finished with the worst yards per play than the Bills in week one. Chicago.
Okay.
Whoa.
Right.
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Green Bay.
Yeah.
The Jets. Atlanta. And Tennessee.
So you're talking about teams that scored either single digits or Tennessee had 13 points.
Those are all the teams that had miserable offensive performances.
Right.
We just watched a game that had two of them. By the way, Miami was 24th in yards per game.
Yeah.
Or I'm sorry, yards per play. They did not have a great day either. The point I'm getting to is let's say they win this game and it's not the sexiest score. It's 18-10. But they have 430 yards of offense.
You're talking 0 for 4 in the red zone or something.
I will feel better. While McDermott says it's about points, not yards, yards is part of your process a little bit. And if you're moving the ball up and down the field, this team with Josh Allen has been a very good red zone team. They've got good red zone weapons in the pass game, in Allen running it. So if they have a day where the offense is humming, but they don't finish drives in the red zone, they go for a couple of fourth downs. I guess what I'm saying is, I want to recognize this team again. I want to see them get their chunk plays, be aggressive on a 4th-and-3 at the 42. I just want to see the Bills again. the version of the Bills offense that we fell in love with between the Seattle game, the Rams game, the Cardinals, the Niners, the Broncos, all those times that it just looked like, oh, nobody's got an answer. That's really what I want to see, and that doesn't even have to be 48 points, 35 points. It just has to be chunk plays and all those other things. I'd like that.
I'll counter that a little bit. If it's in your scenario of 400-plus yards and it's 18 and they win the game, I'm not going to tell you I'm going to feel great about the offense, because I think there are a couple things in – you hit one of the points. If you've got 400-something yards and you get 18 points, how many times are we looking at it going, really, fourth down, you put Bass on the field? Are they quote, settling for field goals? Is he playing – it's a low-scoring game, obviously, if the Bills aren't getting into the end zone and we're talking about the Bills winning the game – then Miami has less than 18 points when the day is over. It's a low-scoring game. Are they playing for field goals? And on fourth and two at the 33, they don't go for it. They trot Bass out because he's been on target and he kicks a 50-yard field goal. So 400 yards and no touchdowns, is the red zone bad? Are you not going for it on fourth down to extend drives when you could be getting seven? Instead, you're settling for three. Look, last week, I didn't go back and check it. This was brought up with McDermott, I think McDermott or Dable.
Want me to look? What am I looking into? I'll find it.
It was when the Bills got into the red zone. So I think they went 1-for-4 in the red zone against Pittsburgh. How many times did they actually take a shot in the end zone? It was a very rare occurrence.
Yeah.
And the Bills' explanation was words to the effect of, we didn't want Josh holding the ball that long because their pass rush was really good. So they were trying to get it out fast. In many instances, those would have been short of the end zone, and maybe you get some run after catch. So again, your 400-yard scenario. And
you'd like to see the ball thrown into the end zone.
Are you going into the end zone? Are you being aggressive? Are you attacking? Are you going for it on fourth down? Are you trying for the end zone? That wasn't there against Pittsburgh. No. I would need to see that Sunday as part of your recipe.
Yak yards, too. Receivers on the move. Receivers in position to make plays.
Right.
Yeah.
And I think Josh missed on some of those throws the other day, or last week. There were shorter throws, sometimes quick outs, little swings, anything. There were shorter throws that if he hit, it wasn't going to be 20 yards. It wasn't a bomb. But it would have been a positive play instead of an incomplete pass. Maybe it's 5, 4, 5, 6 yards, whatever. It would all add up over the course of a drive. So anyway, I would like to see, it could be a 400-yard game, but if they struggle and they're just lining up for field goals all the time and they're not going for it on fourth down and they're not even trying for the end zone and they're just, I'm not going to be happy on Monday. I mean, I want to win, of course, above anything else. Nobody wants to see them go 0-2. Nobody wants to see them, Miami's 2-0. They've got two division wins. The Bills have two conference losses already. Nobody wants that. But if it's that kind of game, they move the ball up and down the field like the Jets, and then for whatever reason drives stall, and you're settling for Tyler Bass all day, I'm not sure that I'll feel much better about the offense going into the Washington game.
Points are more fun, right? That's what we all...
Well, it's entertaining, sure.
Yeah.
Points, touchdowns, wins. I mean, and by the way, I'm not talking from a fantasy standpoint. I don't have any Bills players on my fantasy team.
Yeah, I guess if we're talking a week-to-week goal, you want to get the win. I'd like to get to that game against the Chiefs in Week 5 with the belief that they can win it.
And outscore them.
And
actually figure out the Kansas City defense.
And score.
Finally.
Yeah.
Right.
I want to get to that game with the belief that, all right, yeah, they're going in hot. And it doesn't even mean they'll be good in that game, but I'd like to approach that game with them already playing well. I don't want to, right? Because it's no matter what, and it's not this for everybody, but for me it is. It's going to be about the Chiefs until it's not about the Chiefs. And it's not about the Chiefs when you pass them in the playoffs.
And it would be, if it doesn't go well, by the way, like the Pittsburgh discussion, this would be the third game against Kansas City that they would have kept Josh Allen and the Bills offense in check, assuming they lose the game and they don't play well offensively. Now we're talking about, Pittsburgh, their defensive front, and they have really good pass rushers. It's just a bad matchup. Okay, this would have been a third straight game where Kansas City would be a bad matchup for you in terms of their defense against your offense. I know down the road. Was last year, Kansas City was after Tennessee, right? They had the bad game at Tennessee and then Kansas City was the next game?
Yes, Tennessee was their
this
first
year
loss.
This year it's reversed, right? So it'll be Kansas City first and then Tennessee. You should be, you would think. Look, I still think they're going to be, they're going to win the next three games. You would think with the schedule, the way it's setting up, the offense will look better, should look better, should be in a better place going into that matchup. It should play out that way.
I have a couple texts I want to catch up on. Here's one. Bob writes in that Tennessee game last year might have been Scorigami. What was that, 42-16?
Oh, I thought it was like 41-14.
I think if I remember correctly,
it was Scorigami.
Was it?
I think so.
And here's another one. DJ texts in as we connect with our fans. Brought to you by Bonchenik & King, a full-service Buffalo law firm. I have an open spot in a guillotine league that starts week three.
Goodbye.
Draft is Tuesday night. Do you want the spot?
I'm leaving. No, I'm going for the door right now.
Why? Do you want in?
What's wrong with you? Do you not listen to this program? This is like my wife having a discussion of I talk, but you never listen to me. It doesn't register. Do you not understand? Have you not been listening?
You don't want another one?
Are you crazy?
What?
Are you trying to put me in the ground?
What happened? To put you in another league?
Yeah. What the hell's wrong with you?
I mean, I think
you think I have like the bug? Is that how this works?
I think he was inviting me into the league.
I'm pretty sure he was not inviting me.
And I'm
but
offering
is this how it works?
I'm just offering the spot to you.
What do you think? Is this, you get a little taste of this and all of a sudden you're hooked? Is that how this is supposed to go?
Yeah, pretty much. Listen, I got a shot at being the one that gets chopped this week. Yeah. I got a real shot at it.
I'm still last, though, right? I know you just checked the...
No, you're not.
I'm second to last?
You're forecast for second to last. I'm forecast for third to last after last night's non-game for Antonio Gibson.
I had Jerick McKissick on my bench.
Oh,
yeah,
well.
I could have played him, but...
Why would you?
That's why I'm going with Tyson Williams again. Let's go.
Good luck.
See, here's the other thing about fantasy football. So I wake up this morning. And I go on Twitter. I watched the first half of the game last night. And I'm watching the game with a number of things on my mind. Mostly, how does Washington look? And what will be the challenges they provide because they're next up on the Bills schedule after Miami? Down my list of things is, hey, Daniel Jones, don't throw the ball to Darius Slayton. I didn't play him last night. So what do I do when I wake up this morning? I go on Twitter. I'm looking at the... Oh, crap, Slayton caught a touchdown. Dad, it figures I should have played. But then, thankfully, he dropped a wide-open touchdown pass. They had a stat on this. He had 13.2 yards of separation and dropped a touchdown pass last night. It's a long way of getting to you dragging me into this league is now really messing with my NFL viewing experience this season.
Well, that's supposed to happen.
That's not a good thing in my book. See, you're smiling about it. Like, I think you're the both of you. Brayton to a lesser extent, although he's got a little bit of a you-know-what disturber side to him as well. Both of you are enjoying this way too much. And I've only been in it one week. I haven't even gotten to the point where you were last year when we come in and do the show on Monday. And at some point you tell me how Brayton is like hanging on by like the threadiest of threads in the guillotine league.
I just want to get
and
past
here's
the
what
bottom
has to happen tonight.
I just want to get past the top four this year. Get me into the top three for once. First year, top four, didn't have a chance. Last year, top four, and I lost by .08 and got kicked out of the league.
.08.
What would you?
What is the fun in that part, by the way?
That's great. The fun is being me logging in and deleting his team.
Wow.
I'm telling you.
That's cold.
That's the fun part.
That is
well,
so
Jeremy,
cold.
You finished, what, second?
I did finish in second last year. Hey, here's an idea.
Ouch.
All right, you don't want to play another guillotine league. You don't want a fantasy league. What if we did some sort of Scorigami league?
How would you do a Scorigami?
We'd look at the scores that had never had before.
Right.
We would maybe draft two or three Scorigami scores.
I'm in.
Like,
this is just dumb luck.
Think about this as a pool. A Scorigami pool. They got to be out there. Everybody throws in like
squares.
Everybody throws in $50 and you pick a score. Like you could pick
$50, man. What world do you live in, Mr.
You would pick 25 to
12.
11.
Okay, 25 to 11.
You get 25 to 11. Yeah. And as soon as that score happens, you take that pot home. That'd be pretty good.
Is this like Powerball? If no winner, does the pot grow? Does it carry into next season? We would do this until somebody wins, right?
Some of these aren't that bad. 31 to 11.
I mean, 31's very doable.
31's
sure.
doable.
Actually, what? That's actually a touchdown, 2-point conversion, and a field goal. Not crazy.
Of course, one is not a number you'd really want.
Unless you're playing in the CFL.
But,
I'm in. You know why? This doesn't require any thought. It's just dumb luck. I don't actually have to do any homework. So the least amount of work possible, my credo in life right now, I'm in for your Scorigami League. You let me know.
46 to 12.
See, 46 is a little high. So I would tend to go with the 30 to 11. I would tend to keep it in the 30s.
29 to 8.
Perfect. I think you get to 40 and above, it's too Ooh, much.
Paul
too
Hamilton much. Wants in the Scorigami League.
I'm in,
he
babe.
He just texted.
Give me a spot. Brayton, you in?
Sure.
I know.
Shope will be in with this.
The afternoon show's in on this.
Of course, right? Sneaky Joe would be in. You can ask Sal and Sneaky Joe at 10 o'clock.
I guess
you set it up.
I got to give.
Like, you don't have enough on your plate right now. You set up the Scorigami League, Mr. Commissioner.
I got to give Mike the job of deciding how we draft.
Oh.
Like, how do we determine draft order?
Determine draft order.
Because, yeah, the 29 numbers are going to go quick. 29-12, 29-11, 29-8, 32-8, 32-11.
You think 29 would be the most popular number?
It's the lowest score that has multiple. 25 also has multiple spots, and so does 18.
Huh.
18-9. You want it? 18, ooh.
Yeah, right. 6 field goals to 3 field goals.
You know what? There are a lot of ties on here, Brayton. You can take all of the ties.
You just get every one. Hey, you know, we almost had, what, Cincinnati?
There is 2-2 has never happened. I may just draft it for you know what.
Here are all the ties that have never, I mean, you could have 8-8, 9-9, 11-11, 15-15, 18-18, 22-22, 25, 32, 36. Brayton gets all of the ties.
We're just giving him every one. Huh?
He gets all the ties. Every single
love
tie.
Him.
It's like
love
it's
him.
Like you get the field. We get the individual. You get the field.
Yeah.
All right.
The Scorigami pool. All right.
Yeah. I'm down.
I like this actually.
My buddy Nick just DM'd me and said I'm in if you need.
Oh, look at this.
I can't believe we're gonna.
Sneaky Joe is so in. He just texted this Scorigami pool. Can you imagine?
We're gonna be sitting there on game day rooting for odd scores.
Well, it'll be a big text group. When one team gets to 29, it is all hands on. Oh, we got it.
Oh, geez.
Sit on the ball. It's 29-11. Don't anybody do anything.
How do you get to 11?
11's easy. Touchdown, 2-point conversion, field goal.
Yeah. So as soon as a team gets to 8, you got to really hope.
You go, please, Joe Judge, coach this team right now.
Joe Judge isn't going to go for the 2, though.
That's true.
That's the problem.
That's right. But he will go for the field goal.
The Scorigami pool. Oh, geez.
Brilliance.
Yeah, this is one of those things I'm going to get myself into running. I can't run another league. I'm already running a couple leagues, and now I'm raising kids and stuff.
So?
I don't have time.
Learn time management.
Do you know how many times I get invited to golf now?
Time
and
management.
I have to be like, I can't. I've got kids.
He completely missed it. Brayton, I'm glad you caught it.
What'd you say?
Learn time management. And he's laughing over there like, you? Yeah. You should be the last person to tell someone about time management. Oddly enough, in my marriage, I am the time manager. I'm a stickler. When my wife is habitually late, it makes me nuts, which is really ironic when you consider how often we blow past break times. For example, this segment.
You want any of the fours? There's only been one game.
34?
No.
No, 34 you could get to,
no.
Right?
Four.
Four. Oh, you mean four?
There's
four
only been points? One game in NFL history.
I can't believe there was one.
One game where a team finished with four at all. Every other score is available.
Well, that's two
the score was 10-4. The Racine Legion beat the Chicago Cardinals 10-4 in 1923.
I feel like the crazy scores are all going to be pre-FDR, basically. They're four, two safeties? Did they have the forward pass yet?
You want the box score of that game?
All right, sure.
Here you go. The Racine Legion. Yeah, it was a safety, a field goal, and... The touchdown was scored by Shorty Barr.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It was an unknown yard length of a run, but Shorty Barr got that touchdown run.
Ironically, because 7,000, he was 6 foot eight.
7,000 fans in attendance for this Racine Legion win.
Yeah.
At Comiskey Park.
How many were playing Scorigami that day going, four! I need four! Yeah.
Of course, head coach Arnie Horween was furious after the game for the Cardinals. Their offense just couldn't do anything. But a win for Coach Babe Roots.
No relation. You're making this up.
Babe Roots.
Roots.
You're making this up.
Or Ruets.
Okay.
R-U-E-T-Z. Babe Roots.
Roots. I'm going to go Roots. who tweeted after the game, "Hey, it was ugly, but we'll take it."
Man, is this the Buddy Nix game or what?
Babe Roots, 10-4.
His name was George Roots.
George Herman Roots?
George Gerhard Roots.
Oh, okay.
Was Babe just a nickname for people named George?
No.
Okay. Well, that's two babes.
No, I'm trying to remember how he got that nickname. Babe in the Woods or something. I forget what the story is behind the nickname, but I don't think there's a people turn of the century were nicknamed Babe when they were George.
Joe texts me that 6-1 is possible. Is that if you return an extra point, you get a point?
Oh, you block the extra point and return it, right?
That's worth one?
No, that's worth two.
Why would it be worth two?
I don't know. Joe's going to have to explain
it's
us
like
how...
It's like a two-point conversion.
Is it?
Thing. Yeah.
I think it's if you return a two-point conversion, it's worth two. But if you return
if you're returning a block,
point after, it might only be worth one.
Well, right? I know in college there's like that one-point safety rule, yeah. Which is just insane.
It's, Mike, we got more tweets. Mike tweets in, "I want in. This league could last a decade." It really could.
It really could.
Or it could happen this year where you get a scorigami, but...
The pot builds.
We get... You know,
watch it to Scorigami. No one
just
picks,
get 50
so it's like,
people in for $50, and somebody takes down Scorigami. It's not that crazy. I mean, that Bills 42-16 that happened last
that
year.
It was 42-16. All right, I'll Venmo you. I'm not kidding. Set it up.
I think the answer is you want the higher scores.
The 42. You want the higher scores.
You want 42 way more than you want 11.
No, but I'm thinking like how high is the winning score? Like 29. 30, what? What else would be odd in the 30s? 33? 32? What are the 30s? How many 30s are available?
In the 30s, for high-scoring games, like 32-26 has never happened. That's a good... That's got to be like a number one draft pick. You can get to 32-26. 32-22.
How do you get to 32?
32-19. You want all over 32.
34 is obviously has happened. 35 would have happened. 36. Seven?
You want something on the 37s?
Yeah, I'm trying to think how rare. What are there any
32,
of the other?
32 has never happened.
A lot
well,
of
you're
going to
get all the ties. Yeah. Don't forget.
37-11 is your everything above 37 above 11 has happened. 37-11.
32. How do you get to 32?
This is officially the worst or best segment we've ever done.
Oh, we've done worse than this.
Yeah, we've done
plenty of times.
If nothing else, we're going to gamble.
No,
I got
what I'm saying.
I got
mean,
so many
go
people.
To break, guys. I mean, it's
so many people want
whatever,
in on this.
Break,
the Scorigami League. 49-42 is the number one overall pick. Is that real?
No.
49-42.
49-42. 49-7 touchdowns.
49-42 has never happened.
Huh? See, I would have guessed that would have happened at some point.
There's a bunch on the 49 number you could get.
49-46 has never happened. Yeah.
Lot
I mean, this is easy. It's not that much work for you. You just have to determine a draft order, right? And then we draft whatever numbers
we want.
I'll
pick first.
Hey, how did that happen? Is this a snake Scorigami draft?
That's a great question.
I don't know. That's
auction.
Auction draft.
Auction. Free agent budget Scorigami. The extra point kicking team gets a safety against itself.
And that's get you. Yeah.
Okay, so the kick is blocked. It's recovered by the defensive team, then fumbled, and then that team tries to run it back, and then goes back into the run, and that's one.
Oh, it goes backwards.
Yes.
Okay, this is, but they'd have to go back like 80 something. They'd have to go a long way back.
Yeah, you'd have to find a way to go all the way back into your own end zone.
Basically, the guy would run the wrong way. Like he'd get confused, be temporarily out of his mind, and run the wrong way.
They just draft Jim Marshall.
There you go.
This has been wonderful.
Scorigami. 803-0550. Hey, can you copyright this league? If all of a sudden
this takes
off.
I feel like the guy who does Scorigami would probably.
Yeah, but he's never done a league about it, right? He just runs a website. If all of a sudden Scorigami leagues break out in Western New York, I feel like you should get a finder's fee, like some kind of patent right or something. 803-0550 to join us. Scaff coming up in a moment. It is Football Friday, brought to you by Buffalo Style Chicken Logs from Original Pizza Logs, official finger food of the Buffalo Bills, and by Corona Hard Seltzer, an official seltzer of the Buffalo Bills.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Football!
Super, super. Great, great American football Friday frenzy.
All right, the show has completely been taken over by Scoreigami.
Yep.
Care to guess the most common NFL score of a game?
Well, we were trying it in the break, and we've been wrong.
What'd you guess?
21-14.
I wasn't listening.
Oh, thank you.
21-14. There have been 94 games to finish with that 24, score.
24-21.
24. Hold on. This is fun because the most... There hasn't been a 21-14 game since 2017.
We're overdue.
We are. The first game that was 21-14, the Packers beat the St. Louis Gunners. Britton, your guess
Somebody
was what?
Took the time. This guy who runs this website took the time to do all this work. 24-21.
24-21. Not the most... common score. 154 games to finish that way. Okay. Most recently, December of last year.
Okay.
We might be too high. 17-10.
17-10 has happened 139 times. Most recently, the Bills over the Steelers. The game that clinched the playoffs on Sunday Night Football.
2019. Yeah.
And the first game was the Packers and the Milwaukee Badgers. See, this is a super great American Football Friday frenzy because this is a lot of football talk. And where else are you going to hear the Milwaukee Badgers mentioned?
That had to be a heck of a rivalry, huh? The Packers
correct
and the Milwaukee Badgers.
Answer for the most common score is 27-24.
Higher than I thought.
Bengals-Vikings week one was that.
Overtime field goal, that's right.
27-24 is the most common score.
All right.
So there you go. All right.
It's very
be sure to follow the account on Twitter, too. I think it's at Scoreigami, because especially if we do this pool and all of a sudden there is a game that is like potentially Scoreigami, they will tweet it out saying Scoreigami alert. And then if it happens, cool. And then if not, it's like, okay, whatever.
Is it Scoreigami? S-C-O-R-E-Gami? What is? How do you spell Scoreigami?
It's origami with S-C in front of it.
I don't even know how to spell origami, so don't worry about it.
On to the NFL schedule and the Super Great American Football Friday frenzy. 506sports.com, where we go to because it's tells us the 1 o'clock games and also the broadcast teams, if you care about that kind of thing. So, of course, you've got Bills Dolphins. Now, the 1 o'clock games, there's a chunk of 1 o'clock games. It feels busier than last week.
Rams-Colts is an interesting game. I don't think Pat Schetz will be a good game, but, you know, it's AFC East and we want to watch Mac Jones. But Rams-Colts. I'm looking at the other 1 o'clock games. Vegas-Pittsburgh. Those would be the best games for me. I think Cleveland's going to blow out Houston.
So, let's go through them. Patriots-Jets. One of these teams is going to start 0-2. New England's won 10 in a row against the Jets.
I wonder if Zach Wilson will see ghosts. Wasn't that the Sam Darnold ghost game?
Yeah.
Patriots? Yeah, I would assume the Patriots would not have a lot of problems beating the Jets on Sunday.
Broncos-Jaguars. Urban Meyer got in trouble.
Ooh, they're a losing streak. They're going for that 20 straight losses thing. Yeah, go ahead.
He got in trouble with the Denver media, did you see?
He didn't do their conference call?
He did not do the conference call.
But that's a new rule this year, right? I thought I read that opposing coaches can opt out of the conference call when visiting with the other team's media.
So the Jaguars PR took responsibility for Urban Meyer not doing the conference call, saying, not everybody does these anymore, guys.
That's what I was told. Yeah.
Which is true. The Denver media was freaking out about Urban Meyer not showing up for the conference call.
Well, I think the coaches, it used to be required, right? They had to talk to the other team's media and do a call. I thought this year they have given I'll check with Sal. I thought this year they gave coaches the choice. You can do the conference call with the other team's media, or you can skip the conference call. I would think most coaches would prefer to skip the conference call.
49ers at Eagles. Philadelphia has 21 points or more in 11 straight games against San Francisco. A little stat of the day for you via the NFL app.
And San Francisco did the stay east thing. They practiced, I think, in what, West Virginia or something?
One of these teams is going to be 2-0. Niners and Eagles.
Give me the Niners in that one.
Niners. Rams-Colts, you mentioned. Indy is 5-0 in games following a loss. They were last year.
Hey, Indy, you got to start winning, man. You do not want to be like your season over by the time Hard Knocks Embedded airs in mid-November.
That's a good point.
They could be out of the race by then.
Yeah. Raiders-Steelers, one of these teams is going to be 2-0. Six of the last eight matchups between these two have been decided by 3 points or less.
Hey, quick note in that game. By the way, Darren Waller, tough task against the Steelers defense. Did you know if Darren Waller reaches 100 receiving yards, it would be the fifth straight game for him to do that. He'd be the first tight end in the history of the NFL to have five straight 100-yard receiving games.
You know, if you have Darren Waller in any fantasy league, there are not that many players that are as fun to have as him because they throw to him all the time.
Right.
It's wonderful. What could get you to watch the Raiders? Having Darren Waller, like, well, all right, I'm down by 30 points, but they're going to throw it to him a million times.
Yeah. Tough matchup against Pittsburgh.
It is a tough matchup. I am eager to see how the Vegas offense looks.
How does their offensive line do?
Right. If their offense finds a way to get some points, we'll see.
Yeah.
Pittsburgh, I think Pittsburgh wins that game. Bengals and Bears, Andy Dalton revenge game.
I wonder who wins that game. Not sure that that'll be a very entertaining football game, but Bears could be 0-2. How quickly would the pressure would increase to do the whole quarterback switch thing from the Bears fans?
Texans-Browns, 1 o'clock game. The Browns are 5-0 following a loss.
Tyrod Taylor revenge game.
Yes, following a loss under Kevin Stefanski. They're 5-0.
All right.
Saints-Panthers, 1 o'clock.
Going to guess, by the way, they go to 6-0. Saints-Panthers, I'll take the Saints in that one.
Saints have won 4 in a row against Carolina.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Darnold had a nice game. It was against the Jets. But Darnold had a nice opener for the Panthers.
Vikings-Cardinals is a 4-0-5 start. 8-time Pro Bowler Patrick Peterson faces his former team. He said, just any other game.
Yeah, I'm not sure how. I'll buy that. I don't think he's BSing.
Falcons and Bucks.
That could be a destructive affair.
I like that one.
That could be a blowout, and I just came out with destructive.
How'd the game go? Well, you know what? As it turns out, it was a destructive affair.
Sorry.
No, I like it.
I'm not a wordsmith. What
I like
you think
it.
I would be?
I want that to stick around like worlds better.
Yeah, that worked out really well.
What do you think for this one? Are you going to tap at a destructive affair? Also, correction, 20-17 is the most popular score.
Oh,
thank you.
Right.
The texter found it. I was looking at that chart. I guess I must have missed it.
20-17.
Cowboys-Chargers. Love this game.
Mm-hmm.
Love it for when the Bills are over, I want to watch a good game. And these teams are both interesting to me. The quarterbacks are both good. Justin Herbert, let's go.
Yeah, they're both fun to watch. And it's always nice to see, you know, if the Cowboys lose, it's always a fun Sunday because nobody likes America's team outside of Cowboys fans. And Justin Herbert is entertaining. Yes, I'm all in. That'd be good. I would. We're going to get that game, by the way, here. I would rather see Tennessee-Seattle only because I'm really curious to see if the Titans are as bad as they looked on opening day. But we're going to get Cowboys-Chargers. Most of the country will.
Yeah, Titans-Seahawks 425 game on CBS.
Russell Wilson going for career win number 100. Mm-hmm. He would be the second fastest quarterback to get to 100 career wins. I can't remember who Peyton Manning. No, I'm trying to remember who the fastest.
Peyton Manning's not fast at all.
It was, no, he was the fastest 100 wins, though.
Who?
Peyton Manning.
He's not fast. I had to do it twice because he didn't get it the first time. He's not fast at all.
I thought that's what you meant the first time, and I'm thinking, please don't tell me that's what he meant the first time. When you did it the second time,
I thought... Don't try to tell me Peyton Manning's the fastest at anything. He's not that fast.
Hey, Manning cast Monday night. Don't forget.
I'm excited about that. Chiefs-Ravens on Sunday Night Football. Patrick Mahomes.
Would this thing be a blowout?
The last time they played, I think it was a three-point game. It was in Baltimore, too. The Chiefs did win.
Yeah.
I think the Chiefs are going to, yes.
Baltimore's so beat up.
Yeah.
And maybe this
Marquise
is the
Brown is hurt, too.
Oh, no. Is he? He's on my team. Is he hurt?
I think I saw he was hurt.
I didn't track the injury reports this week.
Wait, who dat?
Hollywood.
Yeah, he missed practice. And so did Ronnie Stanley.
Well, I don't care about Ronnie Stanley. I got Marquise Brown.
Ronnie Stanley's a left tackle. Like, it might affect the passing game.
I'm not playing Brown if he's, I got to go make a move.
Another depth corner tears ACL.
Now I have to play season. Alan Lazard.
Hollywood Brown missed his second straight practice on Thursday.
Oh, you're killing me. I hate this league. I hate you. I hate you. Humanity. Listen, hate the human fund.
You know, if you do get chopped, we got to give you a team back. I can't do this league without you. I need you.
I need Howard in this
league,
too.
I need this stress.
Yeah, and I need you guys to go something to yourselves.
Monday Night Football, Lions, Packers.
I got to make a roster move. Remind me. Thank you, Marquise Brown. Hey, by the way, this is the game. No Marcus Peters.
Yeah.
Right? They're down their corner. You know, this is where Judon not being there anymore. I really think that could be a blowout for Kansas City.
I do too.
Monday night.
Lions, Packers. Aaron Rodgers is 8-0 career at home on Monday Night Football.
He didn't say relax, but what did he just say yesterday? Like, if we're freaking out over one game, we're in big trouble. I think words to that effect. So like, hey, we've won a lot of games around here. It was his updated version of relax.
We should rename your... We got a tweet says, your team name for the Scoragami League will be Destructive Affair. I like it.
I'll change Human Fund over to Destructive Affair today.
Quick stat on the Dolphins. Sometimes we look this up. You know, we do the instant trivia, the history of their quarterbacks. Do you know the Dolphins only have two quarterbacks ever that have played a full 16-game season? Only two. But you can get it.
Marino.
And...
Only two quarterbacks?
Only two have played all 16 games.
All right.
Well, Greasy was 14-game schedule.
Yeah, not Greasy.
No
Cutler. Neither Greasy, by the way.
No Jay Cutler.
No, not Cutler.
No Fitz.
Not Fitz.
They got to be...
Was it Jay Feely?
We've tracked this before with other franchises. Like, some have four or five. I think two is the lowest number I can remember seeing. Only two have played a 16-game season.
Pat White.
No, the answer is very obvious, and you should get it.
Ryan Tannehill.
Yes.
Yeah.
He did it four times.
Sure.
Yeah.
Marino did it, you know, like seven or eight times.
Everybody wanted to you-know-what all over Ryan Tannehill when he was in Miami. He goes to Tennessee, and it's like, oh, look at this guy. He's actually a pretty decent quarterback.
Heads up, next week, somebody did a piece yesterday about the history, like Washington quarterbacks, back to like the 90s. I'm not going to go that far. But, yeah, you know, we do trivia every now and then about that team's quarterbacks and how bad they are. Wait till you see Washington's next week when we go through trivia. Don't look.
Okay. Well.
Do not look at it because I will bring you Washington quarterbacks. You know, we're not going back 30 years.
Trent though. Green, Jay Schrader,
Keith Shuler,
Seneca Wallace,
Gus Frerotte, I think, right? Seneca Wallace.
No. Jason Campbell.
And I didn't look at the list, by the way. I don't think there was a McCown in Washington at any point, was there?
I don't know. I'm excited for that
trivia. It's going to be a really impressive list, and I mean impressive in a bad way. All right, we'll wrap the show in a moment. And the Extra Point guys are here, ready to go. Joe, Sal, coming up at 10 to talk lots of Bills Dolphins with you and be joined by Bills head coach Sean McDermott. That is coming up at 10:30. Stay tuned for that on WGR.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Breaking sports news airs first here. Guaranteed. WGR Sports Radio 550. 2020 Sports.
Extendo Sports.
What?
Not fun. I have a story. I can't even read it.
Is it clean?
I mean, kind of.
Can you read it on the air?
I think so.
Your face is turning red.
It's funny. Scientists believe they've discovered the origin of sex.
Okay.
A fish called Microbrachius dicky is the first known animal to stop reproducing by spawning and instead mate by having sex 385 million years ago in Scotland.
Okay, there's a line about my marriage, goodness. But I'm not going to use it right here.
So, you know, scientists have determined, they think, that sex emerged in a Scottish lake 385 million years ago.
What was the kind of fish again? Micro?
Microbrachius something.
Dicky, I believe is how it's...
This definitely... this entire show has been the freaking Buddy Nicks game.
Oh, yeah. That is great. I can't top that. Two things for the road.
Yeah.
UB tomorrow, whiteout. If you're going to the game against 16th-ranked Coastal Carolina, who are nicknamed the
Chanticleers.
12 o'clock UB Stadium, whiteout. Two, stat of the day, bonus stat of the day. The Edmonton Oilers are on six NHL TV games on Turner this season. Memo to NBC, that's a team that has Connor McDavid that you never showed on your hockey package.
What a concept.
Six times the Oilers are on Turner. Not on ABC, not on ESPN. But at least they're on a NHL package.
One other question. Sal, do you want in the Scorigami pool? Were you listening?
Scorigami pool? You were not listening?
Oh.
It's on demand.
Alan, is Alan one in? Are you in the
Scorigami?
Okay.
Oh, stop telling us to go to break. Who cares? It's Sal and Joe. Come on. This is quality radio. All right. Have a nice weekend, everybody. Sal's here. Joe's here. Extra Point Show starts like soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.